The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
We're underway with San Jose Sharks hockey, and we've got Ty Dellandrea to talk all about it. Ty, your excitement for this season?
It's at a high right now. It was a long off season, and had a lot of time to regroup and work on our game as a team and myself individually. So it's just great to be back around the guys, and we had some key additions, so it's exciting to meet them and get underway here.
How did you feel about the way that you acclimated to the team and to San Jose?
Good. It took some time, if I'm being honest, to just kind of learn how a new team works and be in a new place. So as the season went on, I felt a lot better and got close with the guys, the trainers, the staff, coaches. So definitely as the year went on, it felt a lot more comfortable and felt right at home.
One thing that the Sharks did last season that was a little bit underrated was that they were in most of the games that they didn't win. You won 20 games, but you could have won a lot more. Is that one of the goals this season, to play with a lead a little bit better?
I think so. We haven't got into anything structurally yet, but I think that's got to be a goal. We were in a lot of games against a lot of good teams, competing and had leads and should have won a lot of those games. So closing out those games, I think, will be a key.
One thing that you have to do is you have to go through the adolescence of the young players that are starting to get in, and you're not exactly an old player either. You're still maturing as a hockey player. Where do you think you've improved the most since you got to the NHL as to where you are now?
I think settling down a bit, kind of being more in control over my game, and I guess that's just a part of maturing. My first couple of years in the league, it was just all gas all the time, and you kind of learn that you got to pick and choose your times to, press on. And so I think calming down a little bit will help me in the long run.
You mentioned some of the excitement surrounding some of the new arrivals. I know that you've played against Jeff Skinner. You've played against Adam Gaudette, Philip Kurashev. What about adding them as teammates?
They're great, yeah. Heard many good things from around the league, guys talk. And so everyone seems like great additions on and off the ice, so it's exciting to meet them, create those new bonds and friendships that make a team so tight.
Also, is it better to have Ryan Reeves in your locker room instead of on the other side?
Every day of the week, yeah. He's a presence out there and a threat when he's on the ice, so to have him on our side in the locker room as well, I've heard just great things, so it's good to have him here.
So tell us about your goals for the season, what you expect from yourself, how do you kind of map out the year?
Goals, just want to continue to help the team win, honestly, and whether that be finding a deeper role or stronger role on the team that can help us win games. And so searching for that, and hopefully the work I put in the off season is ready to show.
By the way, for your off season, it's a long off season when you're not in the playoffs. Did you watch much of the Stanley Cup? Did you take notes? When did you, really get back into training for the coming year?
Yeah, honestly, I thought I was going to take some more time off. I took about 3 weeks off, and you're sitting around not knowing what to do. So I got back in pretty quick, and I didn't think I was going to be as dialed into the playoffs as I was, but it's a game we love and play, so I found myself watching pretty much every game, so it was exciting playoff run to watch, and hope you're there one day.
What do you think about the prospects this season for young guys like Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith, who learned what the NHL was all about last year and now have to take that next step forward?
Yeah, I think they're ready. They showed their talent and their skill last year, night in and night out, and we're learning in the process. So I think just more games, more experience, a year older, they're ready to unleash.
We're excited to see you all season long. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.